The Return of Mrs. Brisbane. Today was the worst day of my life. Miss Mack left room 26 of Longfellow School for good, and that's bad. Worse yet, Mrs. Brisbane came back. Until today, I didn't even know there was a Mrs. Brisbane. Lucky me. Now I want to know, what was Miss Mack thinking? She must have known that soon she'd be leaving without me, and that Mrs. Brisbane would come back to room 26, and I'd be stuck here with her. I still love Miss Mack more than any human or hamster on earth. But what was she thinking? You can learn a lot about yourself by taking care of another species, she told me on the way home from the day she got me. You'll teach those kids a thing or two. That's what she was thinking. I don't think she was thinking very clearly. I'm never going to squeak to her again. Of course, I'll probably never see her again because she's gone, gone, gone. But if she comes back, I'm not even going to look at her. I know that last sentence doesn't make sense. It's hard to make sense when your heart is broken. On the other hand, until Miss Mack arrived, I was going nowhere down at the Petorama. My days were spent sitting around looking at a bunch of furry things in cages just like mine. We were treated all right. Regular meals, clean cages, music piped in all day. Over the music, Carl, the store clerk, would answer the phone. Open 9 to 9, 7 days a week, corner of 5th and Alder, next to the Dairy Maid. Back then, I feared I'd never see 5th and Alder, much less the Dairy Maid. Sometimes I'd see human eyes and noses, not always as clean as they should be, poking up against the glass. Nothing ever came of it. The children were excited to see me, but the parents usually had other ideas. Oh, come to see the fishes, Cornelia. So colorful and so much easier to take care of than a hamster, Mama might say. Or, no, no, Norbert. They have the cutest little puppies over here. After all, a dog is a boy's best friend. So there we were, hamsters, gerbils, mice, and guinea pigs. Not nearly as popular as the fish, cats, or dogs. I suspected that I'd be spinning my wheel at Petorama forever. But once Miss Mack carried me out the door a short 6 weeks ago, my life changed fast, fast, fast. I saw 5th, I saw Alder, I saw the Dairy Maid with the statue of the cow in an apron outside. I was dozing when she first came to Petorama, as I do during the day because hamsters are more active at night. Hello, a warm voice awakened me, and when I opened my eyes, I saw a mass of bouncy black curls. A big, happy smile, huge, dark eyes, and she smelled of apples. It was love at first sight. "Aren't you the bright-eyed one?" she asked. "And might I return the compliment?" I replied. Of course, it came out squeak, 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 as usual. Miss Mack opened up her purse with a big pink-blue flowers on it. "I'll take him," she told Carl. "He's obviously the most intelligent and handsome hamster you have." Carl grunted. Then Miss Mack picked out a respectable cage. Okay, not the three-story pagoda I had had my eye on, but a nice cage. And soon, amid squeals of encouragement from my friends in the small pet department, from the teeniest white mouse to the lumbering chinchilla, I left Petorama with high hopes. We sped down the street in Miss Mack's bright yellow car. She called it a bug, but I could see it was really a car. And she carried my cage up the stairs to her apartment. We ate apples. We watched TV. And she let me run around outside my cage. She gave me my very own name, Humphrey. And she told me all about room 26, where we'd be going the next morning. And since you are an intelligent hamster who is going to school, I have a present for you, Humphrey, she said. And then she gave me a tiny little notebook and a tiny little pencil. And I got these for you at the doll shop, she explained. And she tucked them behind my mirror where no one could see them except me. Of course, it might be a while before you learn to read and write, she continued. But you're smart, and I know you'll catch on fast. Little did she know I could already make out some words on my long, boring days at Petorama. Words like chew toys, kibble, pooper scoopers. Remember, a hamster is grown up at about 5 weeks old. So if I could learn all those skills I need for life in 5 weeks, how long could it possibly take to learn to read? I'll tell you, a week. Yep, in a week, I could read and even write a little with my tiny pencil. In addition to schoolwork, I learned quite a bit about the other students in room 26. Like, lower your voice, AJ, and speak up, Saya, and wait for the bell, Garth, and Golden Miranda. Even after I found out her name is really Miranda Golden, I thought of her as Golden Miranda because of her long blonde hair. After all, I am a golden hamster. Yes, life in room 26 suited me well during the day. My cage had all the comforts a hamster could ask for. I had bars on the window to protect me from my enemies, and I had a little sleeping house in one corner where no one could see me or bother me. There was my wheel to spin on, of course, and a lovely pile of nesting material. My mirror came in handy to check my grooming and to hide my notebook. In one corner, I kept my food. The opposite corner was my bathroom area because hamsters like to keep their poo away from their food. Who doesn't? All my needs were taken care of in one convenient cage. At night, I went home from school with Miss Mac, and we watched TV or listened to music.